Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
Each month, I attend a meeting with other individuals who work in the field of learning and development, and we share best practices. We ask each other for advice and discuss innovations impacting our profession. A phrase we increasingly discuss that seems to be impacting everyone is an A followed by an I. As I'm sure you know, artificial intelligence, AI, is a set of technologies that allows computers to perform tasks that actually mimic human intelligence. We use AI much more in our day-to-day lives than we perhaps realize, and here are just a few. Number one, self-driving cars use AI to stop at traffic signals, take turns, and slow down when obstacles are detected. Number two, rideshare apps use AI to match drivers with passengers and determine prices. Number three, AI personalizes lesson plans for students based on their strengths and weaknesses. Number four, AI, can you believe it, helps farmers monitor crops, predict yields, and reduce waste. Number five, AI-powered recommendation engines analyzes consumer data to suggest products. Number six, AI is actually used for facial recognition, surveillance, and threat detection. Number seven, AI-powered virtual assistants like Siri and Alexa, you know, our new best friends, perform tasks on our behalf. And number eight, AI helps financial institutions detect fraud. And number nine, AI provides real-time updates on traffic, public transportation, and closed roads, which is much appreciated here in California. And number 10, AI optimizes energy resources and improves energy storage systems. And the last one I could find from my research, which I thought was interesting, was number 11, AI actually uses climate modeling, pollution tracking, and wildlife conservation. As otherworldly as all this sounds, I just don't want to see AI enter my bagel shop. But on the other hand, I could actually see it improving service at my local coffee shop. Allow me to explain. It was my turn to do the bagel and coffee run for the monthly meeting, and my two interactions within these two retail stores couldn't have been more different. I stopped at the bagel store to pick up a baker's dozen. This is a family-owned and operated store in the city that I love. This is one of those rare places where everyone knows each other's name and seems to genuinely care. There's something warm and inviting about being welcomed by hearing your own name. I caught up on life with Danielle, my bagel server, briskly exchanging what was happened or what has happened since we last saw each other just a week earlier. I told her about our recent citizenship and she shared her wedding plans, which she's very excited about. And then Sean, the owner's son, updated me on the growth of his younger son. And I mentioned that our older son is visiting from New York. I just love my local bagel store, primarily because they make wonderful bagels fresh on site. And secondly, because I sense genuine human interaction at its best. There's nothing artificial about it. Well, I jumped in the car and whizzed around the corner to the coffee shop to pick up a pre-ordered carton of coffee for our group meeting. A few minutes earlier, the online purchase experience was seamless and smooth. A few clicks and what I wanted was in my online cart. One more click sealed the economics of the deal. I'm not sure what artificial intelligence they've embedded on their website, but it's surely very effective and very efficient. I just wish I could have said the same for the four associates slovenly standing inside store 367. There was no one else inside the store besides me, and there was just one car at the drive-thru window. And yet two of the associates carried on a conversation between themselves, completely ignoring me, talking about Taylor Swift and how much they just adored her. One other associate stared at their phone and seemed to have forgotten about the big corporate button they were wearing, which had, "How can I help?" written in big green letters. Now, I eventually got the fourth associate to look away from the order screen and asked her for some condiments as there was none in my to-go order. I felt really bad disturbing her as, from my observation, she seemed to be the only one that was actually doing any work. So in summary, I can see the advantages of artificial intelligence, you know, AI, for many purposes. I just hope it never applies for a job at my favourite bagel store, as it's perfect the way it is. But as sad as it is to say this, I actually think that could replace all four of those folks at Coffee Store 367, and the service quality would dramatically improve.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.